Harris gets a second chance. She does start this one out to the right, and it does work its way back for a goal. Much, much more difficult for the defensive team to have to work it into the breeze. Pierce did well out of the ruck. Did exceptionally well out of the ruck. What a great goal, Lauren Pierce.
Yeah, they got it done eventually. The Demons scores level at three-quarter time, but six goals in the final quarter with the breeze out there at Casey Fields means the Demons remain unbeaten to start this AFLW season. One of their stars, Kate Hoare, has been good enough to join us this morning. Morning, Kate. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. How are you going?
Thanks very well, thank you. Geez, the Saints made you work for that. That was tough in the first three quarters. What was the message at three-quarter time? Because whatever it was, it seemed to work pretty well.
Yeah, they certainly did. They brought the pressure. They brought the pressure to us for the first three quarters. We thought we were playing actually pretty well. There were just a few things that we needed to tighten up. Like, we were winning a lot of the footy. We were probably just overusing it a little bit. So the main message at three-quarter time was to just get it forward and let our forwards compete. And I thought we did that really well in the last, which is good.
How tough were the conditions out there? Because we know it's always pretty breezy out there at Casey Fields. And then when you're playing in extreme heat as well, how much did that take out of you? That match on the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, you always expect a bit of wind when you go out to Casey. It was funny, when we were in the warm-up, it was going one way, and then we came out for the second warm-up, and it had completely done a 180 and was going the other way. So you just kind of expect all conditions out at Casey. But yeah, the heat is just kind of an element that we're used to playing AFLW. We train in it all summer. We have to do all the right things in terms of hydration and pre-cooling and stuff, but it can make it pretty tricky, that's for sure.
Yeah, they were tough conditions on the weekend. Taylor Harris, always a lot of focus on Taylor, but she's been building really nicely, and she was pretty important in that game. Three goals, and look, it probably could have been six or seven if she had her kicking boots on. How have you sort of seen her progression in the opening three rounds?
Yeah, she's been great. She's just brought such a good dynamic to our forward line. She's a pretty unique character in AFL Women's. Like, I think the way that she launches at the footy and kicks the ball, not too many of us girls can do. So, she's just insane. She's a powerful athlete, and she's just played her role really well the first three games. And, yeah, it was her that kicked a few on the weekend, but in the first three rounds, she's just created contests and brought the ball to ground for our small forward. So, she's just doing everything that we can ask of her.
How are you finding the season so far in terms of, what's happening with the COVID, and it's been really tough on the Western Australian teams. Just how are you going about your sort of everyday life? Are you living as normally as you can, or is there some certain things that you're not doing just in case, COVID does strike?
Yeah, look, it is very challenging at the moment. I think my boyfriend Corey is getting a bit sick of me and keeps calling me a COVID freak because I hand sanitize my hands every 2 seconds and wear a mask all the time. But it's definitely, adding some new challenges to our season. I'm sure the men's are going to face that as well this year. You definitely kind of think twice about what you do and where you go in social situations. But, I guess that's just because I want to be out there every weekend and hopefully don't miss a game. It's definitely challenging.
We're speaking to AFLW star, the Demons, Kate Hoare. Just before I get back to you, this unbelievable game in the NFL at the moment. He's done it again, Tom Brady. 27-3. They were down the Buccaneers. They just scored a touchdown, tied the scores up in the last minute. So it looks like potentially we're going to overtime in this big game. Kate, just what are you doing outside of footy at the moment? And is that being affected by the situation with COVID?
Yeah, definitely. You do think twice about your social situations and where you go and what you do. But I think all the girls are being really careful and taking the right measures to steer clear of it as much as possible.
And work-wise for you?
Work-wise, I work at the Australian Fitness Academy.
Yep.
I work in the marketing and admin team, so big shout-out to the girls. They might be listening right now.
And just looking at the results so far in AFLW, the teams that are unbeaten is probably no great surprise. I mean, Adelaide, Fremantle, yourselves and Collingwood were all tipped to be, right up there. The defending premiers, Brisbane, have had a loss and they haven't been able to play. So I guess it's hard to get a gauge on their form so far. I guess you wouldn't be hugely surprised by the teams that are standing out so far?
No, I don't think so. I think, those teams that you've mentioned have kind of been at the top of the comp for the last couple of years. And Yeah, I'm glad that we're in the name of those four, but I'm looking forward to playing Adelaide this weekend. I think it'll be a really, really good challenge for us.
I was going to talk to you about that game. That's a huge game. Some are saying, you know, potentially a grand final preview come the end of the season. That they seem to do it every year, the Crows. They're up there. They've got a host of star players that keep performing every year. What's the biggest challenge when you play a team like Adelaide that have been consistently good ever since the competition started?
Yeah, you're right. They've been so consistent, and their star players just seem to bring it every week. They've got a great leadership team led by Aaron Phillips and Chelsea Randall. And yeah, they're just a solid team across the board. Like, they've got good, solid players in all lines. And yeah, they just are a really consistent team. So they're tough to play against.
What about some of the young guns in the competition? We talk about it every year that the quality of young player coming into the competition is just getting better and better. And if you look at the two rising stars from the first couple of weeks, the two top draft picks from last year have just come in and haven't missed a beat. If you're just noticing that, the draftees come in every year and they are just basically ready to go.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're seeing a generation of footballers that have just been out of play from Auskick all the way through to AFLW. So they come in as ready-made players. Their skills are elite. They've been in elite environments and programs just all the way through. So I'm definitely noticing, the top-end talent's just crazy as they come in. It keeps me on my toes.
And you mentioned Taylor Harris before, and you made a good point that there's not many players can do what she can do. The way she jumps at the footy, she can crash pack, she can take contested marks. Has it changed at all the way you're playing as a team? To have that option up there that, you know, you put the ball up and if she doesn't mark it, she's at least going to make a contest. Has it changed the way you're playing at all?
I think it just makes it really predictable. You know, like our mids coming forward, you know that you've got a tall target that is just going to compete no matter what. And then even for me in my position, like, I know that I've just got to get to the feet of Tay, but not only Tay, of Daze and Jackie Parry and Shelley Scott. It just makes it really predictable footy. And you just know you're going to get a contest from her each and every time.
You made a great start to the season. Personally, you got 8 coaches' votes against the Tigers last week. You got 3 coaches' votes in round one. Now, how do you analyse your performance on the weekend? Can we see your name in the coaches' votes again, do you think?
Oh, I'm not too sure about that. I think I need to kick some more goals instead of points, Jules. But happy with the way that we started. I'm just really enjoying my footy. It's a really good group to be a part of, so it's going well so far.
It's not easy to kick straight when you're playing on a windy day at Casey, in fairness, to give yourself an out.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I didn't have my kicking boots on the weekend, but yeah, we can blame the wind.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, I guess you do play on some windy grounds. I mean, we've seen games in Frankston, which can get really windy. Obviously, Casey, even on a really still day, is still windy as well. So it does make conversion pretty difficult.
Yeah, no, it does. And yeah, I mean, Casey Field, it's pretty barren out there. I mean, it's getting more developed, and even you notice the new grandstand, it actually does help it. So hopefully we can play on some grounds in the future that are covered all the way around. But yeah, I guess that summer wind, it does affect the way we play. But as I said, we do train in it, so we should be used to it somewhat. And at the D's, we like to think we've become wind specialists because we train out at Casey all the time.
Yeah, you should be used to it. You mentioned the heat before. So the couple of days after the game, does it take a bit longer to recover when you're playing in 30-plus degree heat? Or, as you mentioned, because you train in it and you're used to playing in it, it doesn't have that sort of, I guess, that shock effect that it might if you were playing sort of, you know, in colder conditions and you got the odd hot game?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we're just, like, you just train for it and you prepare for it. Like, your hydration is certainly a really important factor going in. Like, you just, yeah, smashing as much water as you can, and post-game as well. Like, you just got to try and get in a couple of litres before and after. So, but yeah, it does, like, knock your body around a little bit and you start to cramp up in the last quarter. Like, I noticed the hot games, I definitely do start to cramp up. But there's precautions and measures that you can kind of take in place to make sure you can get through the game. So, yeah, I think we're pretty used to it by now.
Well, lucky you weren't playing in Adelaide this week and would have been underwater. It was so wet over there this weekend. So I hope the conditions improve by the time. Huge game. Everyone looking forward to it. Adelaide versus Melbourne. Two unbeaten teams going at it in the AFLW this weekend. Kate, thanks so much for your time. Good luck against the Crows and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.